So welcome. Where I am, the time is now 111, and this number is coming up a lot at the moment. I'm feeling to offer this broadcast because we are heading for a new moon, and there is a lot on the move. So we're in the deeps of, it's Scorpio, isn't it, in the sun at the moment. And there's a real diving in deep. And there's both a beauty to that, and I would like to offer the suggestion that there can be a terror to that, because when we dive into the deeps, we are going to face what we've been afraid to find there in the past. We're not just going to but that's not just what that we're going to find when we dive into the deeps. The deeps we're being invited to at this time, here and now, are the deeps of ourselves. And the self that is resting in the deeps of the earth. See, Mama Gaia is calling us into her deeps to contact that primeval state of being where we are a body within her body, to listen to her heartbeat. And as she is moving and stretching and terraforming, you know, making new shapes, reforming herself, so we too are reforming our worlds. Now, as we dive into the deeps, the reason to dive deep into that earthy groundedness, to allow our consciousness to touch that resonantial awareness that we embody, that a body that has roots that go all the way down, right to the heart of the planet, that we have grown through her kingdoms, that we are here now because within our DNA, within the structures of our cells, within all of our makeup, we have been birthed within the planet. We are in resonance with her. And as she is going through her stretching and reforming and new terraforming activities now, we too are able to receive support while we are also being encouraged to change the shape of our lives, to change the shape of our worlds. Now, as we go in deep, what happens is our foundations are strengthened. We get more anchored. It's easier to be more physically centered. And as upheaval and chaos surrounds us, because shifts and change on the surface of the planet and the surface of our lives can appear as chaos and upheaval, the more deeply we are sinking into ourselves, into our bodies, into our earthiness, and into our conscious awareness that we're one with the planet, into her deeps, the more stable we stay, the more anchored we are, the stronger our foundations are, because we're coming to a time now where we're ready to build upon the foundations that will support the structures, that will give us a space, a defined form, create the defined form that is a space for us to continue to act in a way that supports us aligning with our deepest dreams, the deepest dreams of our hearts. This is what's supported. It's not what we're all automatically doing. You know, you might not feel this is for you, but if you feel this is something that speaks to you, if you've been one who is working with empowering your heart's dreams, of asking, who am I really? What's my signature blueprint here in the planet? What's the shape of me in the universe if everything I might have been before is up for change, isn't fixed? Who am I really, and what does that mean, and what is in my heart, and what do I want to do in this world? You know, we've been through a pandemic. We've been through a big collective, global, externally visible reset, which is like the visible symptoms of the reset and consciousness that's been moving through the deeps, the deeper dimensions of our beingness. It's like it's hit the air, it's hit the surface. The reset is happening. And what's supported in this reset and what enables us to step into a new earth together, the new earth that is birthed, that we are building within, that we are supporting ourselves to live within, is asking how are my actions aligned with my heart's desires, and to trust that we are, we've already, if you're on this path, you've already said yes to that. You've already dedicated yourself at some level to being realigned. But you're here now. You're going through this process. There may be things that you're letting go of that existed before and things that you're welcoming that didn't exist before. There may be a sense of the unknown, of not being able to see how is this going to work. Is the world going to support me in this? Do I have a place? Is what I want to do, is it wanted? Is it welcome? Does it belong? And for these questions, there is, I don't use this word often, but the call to have faith that what we can't see yet does exist. And to shift from imagining a world going wrong that would reject us to imagining even beyond what we can see, that there is a world where we do fit and what we feel we most want to bring in the world has a place, is welcome, and will be supported. It will be met. And this faith in what we can't see is what helps us dissolve the substance of the obstacles that are in the way of us taking the actions support us carrying out our highest intentions. Now, any intentions, but we're talking here today in this context about our highest intentions, the intentions that align us with the dreaming of our soul, with our heart's deepest dreaming, the desires that come from our heart's deepest dreaming, the part of ourselves that's listening to the connected eye that's one within the universe, that knows itself as one within all that is, and is asking, how does that knowingness, how does it translate into my human life, into the physical actions I take, into the daily details of what I do, and the environment I move through, the structures that support me? And we're really focused here on how structure can support us. Although there is a story of structures that are constrictive and restraining, that's a leaving story. We can get angry about that. We can focus on that. There's always going to be, in any context, I don't just mean a global context here, I mean an individual context, a truly unique context. There are always going to be structures in our lives that constrict us, that we feel are controlling or trying to contain us in a way that doesn't support us. But what we're focused on here and now is how structure can also support us. A structure can match the shape and form of what it is we're here to create. It can hold us within rituals, rhythms, repeated actions that keep us aligned with what we're here to do. Like, that's a structure, the rhythm of our day, the repeated rituals, the things we do every day, the time we give that, the decisions we make, the dedication to sticking to that. Those are all rituals that form a structure that actually supports us in doing what we want to do. At the moment, there is, as well as this call into the deeps of the planet where she is reforming herself in the very deeps of herself, you know, the magma of lava that erupts from deep within the caverns of the earth. And there is structural change when volcanoes erupt, isn't there, where even deep within the earth there is movement, there are earthquakes, there are shifts. And it's the same within us. We are being called into the deeps of ourselves where there is movement, and that movement is allowing opening, is allowing new flow, and that new flow is going to give shape and energize. It's not just going to energize, but it's going to energize the substance and shape of our worlds and ourselves and our worlds changing. So I'm touching on that volcanic analogy there. I mean, I'm quite physically close, not that close, not so close I can hear the thing. But let's just say I'm physically facing a direction where there's a volcano erupting in Las Palmas. It's been going for some time now. And there's both devastation and beauty for that. I watched a video, not just of houses dissolving, but of seeds being sown. Like the military were flying over near, I hope I've got this right. I think this is what I was seeing. I could be wrong, but what I think I was seeing was a military flying over an area, pouring out bags upon bags of flowers containing the seeds, a vast, diverse wildlife, receiving this rich, extremely, oh, what's the word, when the soil is really potent. So there is this, the devastation of the old dying for us, but also the hope of what's of new diversity, of rich new life being seeded. And there's this focus on when there's both, when there's life and death, the new and the old. I always feel that a kind way to be with that is to honor the old that's leaving, but align with the new. So to choose consciously to rest in the energy of the new, to align ourselves with the joy of new life, with the possibilities of new creating, and be energized with the action we can take in that direction, whilst allowing ourselves to honor all of the process, the responses we are having to what's leaving in our lives, what's being destroyed, what's being devastated, what's being destroyed, what's being taken away. And facing honestly how we feel about that. So just moving on a little bit to the solar energies that are so strong right now. There are charged particles reaching us from the sun, and apparently the aurora borealis can be seen way down south, way, way lower down than it normally can. And indeed, I went out last night, just where I am, and I saw this beautiful, I don't know how to describe it, this beautiful iridescence, this play of light and iridescence in the sky. I've never seen anything like it before. And there was this hint of magic. I was taking photos, and in every single one, there's this strong golden ray. And I thought, well, you know, that's just the sun. And then I point the camera in a totally different direction. There's the strong golden ray pops up in my images again. And suddenly I kind of am asking, what am I being shown here? And it drops. But what I'm being shown is there are charged rays from the sun reaching us, reaching me, reaching us in our worlds. And it's like there's, I get the analogy, the image that comes is the hope of a new flower. A flower putting its head above the blackened earth and receiving that golden light of the sun. And it's like all of everything that flower has had to go through, you know, it's been a seed, but before it was even a seed, it's been a seed, and it's pushed its way up through the earth, and it's grown into a stem, and the plant has strengthened and been nourished and nurtured, and everything that's happened for that plant to bring forth a flower, and all the hope that brings forth that flower, the hope that when the flower comes forth, it will be met. You know, it's flowering into a world that will meet it, that will continue to nourish it, that the light will continue to fall on those petals and charge them and feed them. And that this is, the flower is flowering itself into a world that welcomes it. And I feel that where we are in our collective process, what I keep being shown is that there's a beautiful tentative invitation to be like the flower that has the hope that it will flower into a world that will welcome it. And as that hope is being nurtured and fed and nourished, acknowledging that our old stories of flowering, bringing our creations to a world that's dismissed them, that's trodden on them, that's torn up our dreams, those old stories will rise up as vibrations that want to leave our fields. And if we don't let go of them and we don't let our emotions leave, we'll manifest situations and circumstances that will support us having those hidden emotions that we've not wanted to feel. And part of this Scorpio time is that going into the deep, some of those emotions get brought up to the surface. Some of the emotions around damaged hope. Oh, this is who I am. This is what I'm here for. This is what energizes me the most. This is what's precious in my heart. These are the petals of the flower. The flower is the expression, creation, whatever that is that I'm here to bring. And there is this beautiful resonant vibration that's flowing in with this new moon, especially with this new moon, that's bringing the vibrational state of being met in the world. So offering us that chance to experience a vibrational reality of who we are and what we've got to offer is being met in the world. It's welcome. At the same time as bringing up those old stories and those old triggers so they can vibrate their way out. So the other gift coming with the solar energies at the moment is simply that there's a dissolution between our internal worlds and our external world. So that's what I mean when I say the flower that bursts from within, from the deeps of who we are, that comes to light, is being met in a world that welcomes it. And there is a dissolution between the internal and the external. So there is, with the new moon gateway, as we're approaching it, there's a real focus on the solar center, the solar plexus. At the moment, we're being called deep into the root, to go way down, down, deep. But as we're called to go down, down, deep and anchor ourselves in our roots, it's so that with the new moon gateway, as our solar plexus is energized from within, there is a solar energy meeting it from our galactic sun, supercharged particles. So we're being energized from within and we're being met in a world that welcomes us. You know, the universe, the sun in our galaxy, the sun, sorry, in our solar system is meeting us. So that distance between our inner worlds and our external worlds is dissolving. And that's so important for maintaining that hope that even though we can't see how the world is becoming new, perhaps, it is. And we are being met, and what we have to bring into the world is welcome. So, hope is an important energy now, and there's nothing that's alive that doesn't come in without hope. Hope and will in a marriage bring life into being. Okay. So I'm just going to go inwards, and the invitation now, there's an energy transmission to come through and possibly words, we'll see. So the invitation, while the energy is moving, is to close the outward facing eyes, to turn the attention inwards into the heart and center, to keep attention noticing the sensation of breath in the body. Make the intention to receive what's for you in a way that's safe, loving, benevolent, and appropriate. It's open to notice the sensations in the body as a whole. There's nothing we should or shouldn't be feeling in these moments now. I feel that there is messages from the guides that could come through here now. So you take what's for you, leave what's not. Beloveds, you are at another precipice. There is a brink in human creating where you cannot see beyond the horizon that you're currently ready. It's like get set, get ready to fly. Your wings are spread. You are on a precipice, and it's as though you're being asked to fly without having a clear view of the ground beneath you or the air currents that are going to hold you as you move. You are invited to move with the energy of your inspiration, your determination, the goal setting that enables you to make a decision, to invite clarity to come in and bring focus, whether it's in your day, your morning activities, or the larger creative endeavor that you are involved in. These solar energies of which we are speaking are charging you, not simply with the energizing gifts like lighting you up like little batteries, but with specific Shiva qualities that support you taking actions, actions that occur within a structure that defines the shape of what you're here to bring into the world. And what you're here to bring into the world is aligned with your beingness. This is why you are invited into the deeps of Gaia right now. Let yourselves resonate with her heartbeat. Let your heart beat with her heart beating, and hear her heart beating in the rhythm of the waves, in the pulsing of the breathing volcanoes, in the currents of the air, in the movement of the days, in the tides, in the phases of time that divide your days naturally, not by the clock, but by her breath, her beat, her rhythms, for that will call you into what will stabilize you at a time of potential chaos and uplift and change. You have within you an inbuilt stability that can calm your nervous systems, that can keep you centered, that can pull you into the oceanic deeps of being, so that you rest deeply within the cycles and patterns and beats of your own rhythms. Because you are reforming your worlds just as Gaia is reforming herself as a planet. There is change, upheaval on the surface for sure. So dive, dearest ones, into the deeps, and you will soar with stability into the heights, for you have heights to soar to. You are, as we say, on a precipice with your wings spread. And there is action to take in a direction, with a goal, with a focus. As you soar, allow everything that have held you back to drop away. Every belief that you can't do this, every investment in the brokenness of those wings with which you are flying. You are made of layers. You are multidimensional. For sure, you have broken wings, but that's just one layer of who you are. Allow yourself to be aligned with those wings where they are whole. Those wings are the force of will and dedication that directs the flow of your momentum when you are in motion. That's what we mean when we say wings. We're not painting an abstract dream in the sky, but we are calling you into the abstract to connect with qualities you have within yourselves at this time when we feel this could be helpful for you. So we paint a picture of you dropping deep into the deeps of Gaia, where you will feel and face emotions that have been hidden from you, for sure. But you will also retrieve the gifts in the deeps of your being and stabilize your animal selves, your animal bodies, so that you are physically supported as you move forward. To move toward, move in the direction of where you have chosen to go. Your intentions are set, your dedication is there, your commitment is already galvanized as much as it needs to be. All of you collectively, individually, you have your stories with this, but collectively, you are moving in the direction. You are the builders and the engineers, bringing in the structures that will support you and those following you and those not involved in this work, bringing their dreams into fruition and being less obstacled in following a path of activity that is aligned with the heart's desires and soul's truth. This is the new earth. This is what this means. This is what you are building together, by simply making agreements that change how you play together. For you are all in a playground. Every country, every nationality, every institution, every organization, it's all agreements. And agreements are your playground. And you can change your agreement. How are we playing together? What are the rules? What define our interactions? You can stop and be angry at where those rules have yet to change, or you can be in joy at the opportunity you have, where you have those opportunities to make new agreements. Buy into what you agree with. Go connect with those who are singing your song and are in resonance with you. Energize what feels aligned for you. This builds the new earth. This builds the structures that support you and countless others to follow. Living the new paradigm reality of which so much has been said. We are here to suggest that joy is the resonance that can help hold you moving through this new moon gateway, which opens a portal to source, which supports a reset from duality to unity in the area of you. Animal bodies taking physical action in the direction of your dedicated, in highest intentions of your heart's dreams. Taking direction, taking action in the direction of your dreams. We're here to support by letting you know that you're doing what you set out to do. All together. And there are enough of you. You have changed the world. And the world is changing the world. And you're doing so beautifully. These coming times can be made easier when you drop your attention away from what's changing on the surface and where there is chaos to what is stable, what never changes when all about you is in a state of flux. And it is your animal bodies that are stabilizing now in alignment with the dream of a new of you as it comes into being. Thank you. We are the emissaries from the stars, Pleiadians, Andromedans, Arcturians, and others. With Gaia and the elementals. There's elemental energies that are on the move in you now. And with that, yes. So I think we'll say a bit more about the elemental energies. I think it's possible we'll do a broadcast, maybe even a joint broadcast for the new moon. And I'd like to really go into the elemental energies and the reset happening here now. It really is being with the elements that's helping us and aligning us with our internal resets. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being with that, and thank you for joining me here. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I wish you the magic of imagination, the magic of imagining your beautiful dreams. There we go, for this new moon.